What do you call the center of a, what do you call the center of a cherry? You know, you eat down to the cherry and you hit something hard there. What do you call that? You know, like if you saw one on the table, what would you?
The pit.
And how about the center of a peach? Same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I want to kill that too, but that's fine. I know what you call it, but I can't think right now.
Okay. How about a peach whose meat sticks to the seed? In other words, when you eat it, the seed holds on.
A press.
And how about a peach whose meat easily separates from the seed?
Clear seed.
Okay. Beans eaten in the pods. You know, beans you just take.
String beans.
And large, flat, yellowish beans. Not in the pods.
Oh, lima beans.
Edible tops of turnips, beets, etc.
Oh, salad.
S-A-L-A-D.
No, I think it's spelled with a. Is it spelled with a T or a D?
Yeah.
S-A-L-A-D.
Corn eaten on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
See if she knows this. Small squirrel-like animal that runs along the ground.
Oh, mercy. Philip catches them all the time. Chipmunk.
An animal with a strong odor.
Oh, skunk. Polecat.
Okay, this is a hopping animal.
Kangaroo.
No.
Rabbit.
No, this is something you find around a pond or something.
Oh, frog.
Yes. And this is a smaller variety that makes a chirping noise. If you call a bigger one a frog, what would you call a smaller one that sits there and chirps?
Very good.
The first one was probably a bullfrog, but that's a frog, I guess.
Okay, worm used for bait in fishing.
Earthworm.
Okay, a large worm used for bait, you know, a huge one.
Flathead.
Can you think of any other varieties of worms that, you know, you know of any other names to call them? You said earthworm and flathead, you know. Yeah.
I'm sure there are, but I can't think of them.
How about an insect that glows at night and turns on and off?
Lightning bug.
Now how about a large winged insect seen around water, around swamps and ponds? It has about this long, has wings that flies around.
Dragonfly. I don't think that's what you call them.
Okay, this is a non-stinging insect that builds mud nest, like on the side of your house.
A dirt diver.
And this is a vehicle for a small baby. You push them around there.
Baby carriage.
And when you say you're taking your baby out in one of these things, what do you say you're doing to the baby? Do you say you're pushing him or?
Pushing.